Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Ben. Let's focus on the Australian Central Bank this morning. So the Australia's Central Bank cut interest rates on Tuesday. This is basically to respond to record low inflation rate and the slowing jobs markets. Was this an expected move?
Good morning. I think it probably was. You generally know if it's very well baked in by the reaction that the currency and the share market did. The knee-jerk reactions were both positive and had the desired effect, i.e. currency lower and share market higher. But after about half an hour of trade, the currency was about where it was before the announcement was made, and the share market was actually lower. And fast forward 24 hours, and the Aussie dollar was actually significantly higher. So you can see that in the weeks in the lead up to the decision being made, that the investors and traders had already jumped the gun on this and placed their bets. So you know that there was a little bit of an unwind of those positions. So I guess you know it's good for our perceived. Conceivably good for our economy, hopefully with an eye on the future, to spur some much-needed growth, and of course, you know, fueling a little bit of inflation and stabilising the jobs market as well. So that's what it's all about. Although you know, our interest rate's down to 1.5%. Doesn't give us a lot of wiggle room if we get one of those sort of black swan or unexpected events.
Do you think the market has priced in this cut ahead of this move?
Most definitely, yeah, 100%. I guess you know what's going to be interesting is what the market's pricing in for the future. As I said, our interest rate's now at 1.5%, and there's expectation, or some of the big analysts and investment banks here in Australia are expecting moves down to 1%. So there's obviously a little bit of pricing in of that going on as well. Maybe between now and the end of the year might be a little bit soon, but certainly looking at next year, especially if the Fed on the other side of the equation doesn't really do anything and our currency continues to appreciate, we might see some more moves. But I think already investors and traders are moving on those ideas as we speak.
So you were mentioning that because it's 1.5%, that might be pushed down to even 1%. And you were mentioning that there wasn't enough wiggle room to move around. Do you think that banks have enough within their system to actually absorb these lower rates? How do you think this will affect their earnings? And in fact, how do you think this will affect their deposits as well as loan growth rates?
Well, I mean, that's the big thing, isn't it? I mean, the banks have not passed on the full rate cut to the market, so they're trying to preserve their net interest margins, and you can't blame them for that. So in terms of profitability, I mean, it doesn't do them too many favours there either, because those margins are crucial. What you can borrow at and what you can on lend those borrowings for is obviously a complete means of a bank's underlying profitability. So that's going to continue to be strained. But at the same time, in terms of the share price, I mean, no one's getting any bang for their buck in the bond market, so they're just naturally being pushed further up the risk curve, and that's what's happened once again. In terms of yield hunters are sourcing those banks, but in terms of the sheer fundamentals of the said banks, they're under a little bit of earnings pressure at this stage. So something's got to give at some stage. I'm just not sure what way it's going to fall at this stage.
So thinking long term, do you think that the jobs market will actually see a prolonged period of slowing down? Do you think there is a real necessity for or the prospects of hiring senior citizens back into the workforce?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a bit of a conundrum. in Australia and other parts of the world is getting people to work for longer and not just take their retirement at the age of sort of 65 for men, 60 for women. But that's a problem. That's a sort of structural issue for the economy. In terms of the job market, I still think it's been relatively resilient here in Australia. But, you know, there's nothing, you know, that's the mandate of every central bank around the world to make sure there's as close to full employment as possible. And we certainly haven't got that here in Australia, albeit we've been outperforming the rest of the world for quite some time. So, I mean, you know, it's going to be something that's going to be intriguing to watch. We haven't had a recession in Australia for over 20 years, two decades. So, you know, the longer we go, the closer we get to one. And if we see one in the not too distant future, then obviously we're going to see that unemployment rate start to balloon out. So that is something that the central bank would very much have in mind. But as I said, with numbers at 1.5% or the cash rate at 1.5%, doesn't give them a lot of wiggle room in terms of monetary policy to be able to take any decisive action from here, unfortunately.
Let's shift our focus to the earnings season. Let's go through with some of the issues that we can expect on this. What are some of the companies that you think is worth watching in this period?
I certainly continue to like some gold stocks, but I mean, again, you might come down to a valuation argument there that a lot of the good news has already been priced in. You've got something like Domino's Pizza. I think I might have mentioned that on the program last week. They're due to report numbers fairly soon. This is a company that just consistently outdoes expectations. There's also a company called Bapcor, and they're a spare parts retailer in automotive, in the automotive industry, sort of, you know, with defensive capabilities. If people lose their job, they rely, or if people, sorry, if the economy falls into recession, I should say, people rely on their car even more. And if something goes wrong, obviously they've got to fix it so they can continue to show up to work every day. So, you know, there's a couple of stocks I've definitely got my eye on as a sector. I like the healthcare sector as well, but, you know, talk about stocks that are very fully valued. You know, that's one sector that certainly is and has been and probably will continue to be moving out into the future. So we're just in the early days of earnings season. We've got the usual hits and the usual misses. So, you know, we'll have a really good idea where we stand in corporate Australia by the end of this month, which is the end of earnings season.
Yeah, speaking of these gold companies, do you think that other mining companies might be of interest to you, particularly against the commodity prices that is happening around the world?
Potentially. I mean, I probably like silver a little bit more than I like gold, funnily enough. And there's another commodity called lithium that has just been going gangbusters for the last 12 months. Other than that, I mean, you know, we've seen a little bit of a resurgence in terms of commodities. They would be the main ones that would interest me. Maybe with an eye to the future, copper isn't so bad. And I think some of our big miners here, BHP and Rio Tinto, are placing some significant bets towards 2020 that copper's going to be doing very, very well. So that'll be interesting also. Iron ore is obviously the big one here in Australia. We've seen a reasonable recovery in the price, but, you know, nothing significant. I think the miners are making their profits from more cost cutting than commodity price appreciation at this stage, and that's only a finite way of improving your bottom line, albeit a very legitimate way.
Going back to Domino's, do you think that there's something that we need to look at for the consumer companies, particularly the fast moving consumer good companies, and also the F&B companies?
They're not my favourite, to be honest. I really like Domino's because, believe it or not, it's also considered to be a technology stock as well as a fast food stock. I mean, you know, you talk about feeding a family in tough times. I mean, you can get a large pizza if you walk down to one of their stores and pick it up for about $5. I mean, that's just incredible. But also the technology, I mean, you know, some of their oven baking, and they've got these robots, which, believe it or not, are delivering pizza to your doorstep. They've got GPS tracker technology as well. So they as much as they impress in terms of what they're selling, you know, the pizzas that come out of the oven, they're really, really impressing in terms of technology as well, and they continue to do so. I just, you know, the future is now when you consider that robots are delivering pizza to your doorstep. I'm not 100% sure what that looks like, whether it's R2-D2 and C-3PO knock on your door or how they're actually actually going to do that, but that is literally, quite literally, what they're doing right now.
Ben, you've whipped up my appetite, but thanks, Ben. That was Ben LeBrun, market analyst at Options Express. We're calling him from Sydney, Australia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.